How do you like Zazen? And maybe better to ask you, how do you like brown rice? I think this is better question. Zazen is too much. Brown rice, I think, just right. But actually, not much difference. Zazen has strong food. Zazen is strong food, like brown rice. And I was very much interested in the way you eat brown rice. I'm very much impressed, you know, the way you eat brown rice. Can you hear me? I think you know, naturally, when you eat brown rice, you have to chew it. Unless you chew it, it is difficult to swallow. So you chew it very well. Your mouth, you know, looks like a part of a kitchen. You are cooking, you know, brown rice in your mouth. And to be a very good food, tasty food. While you are, you know, chewing, actually, brown rice become more and more tasty. So, I think brown, your mouth, when you eat brown rice, your mouth is getting. But usually, you know, I realize that, usually, our mouth is not kitchen when we eat. You know, when, for instance, when we eat white rice, no, we don't chew so much. We just, you know, put it in our mouth and without chewing so much. And feeling is so good, so it naturally goes to throat. So we don't chew it. I think Japanese people, you know, at first, I understand our ancestors eating brown rice. But because white rice is easier to eat, or taste good, so they become more interested in white rice instead of brown rice. But actually, when you accustomed to brown rice, the white rice is not so tasty. We when you put it in your mouth, we think it is good, but that's all. No more, variety, or no more depth of taste. But brown rice, at first, it is not so good, and it is difficult to eat, swallow. So, while you are chewing, it becomes more tasty. And when it becomes tasty, you you hesitate to even to swallow because it is so good. Brown rice has that much, I think, taste in it. That kind of, I think the brown rice is more, much more natural to our body, stomach. Because our mouth originally is a kind of not just a part of organ to digest to chew something, or to taste something. But also, it is a part of organ to digest things. This kind of, process of digestion should start from here, from our mouth, and naturally should be carried on, to our tummy. And, we must think more about this. When we, digest completely the food, what will become of it? It will carried over, changing its chemical quality. It will, circulate all over our body. And what will become of our body AIDS, you know, sooner or later we'll die. And from you know, to eat brown rice is, you know, best, you know, the most natural to us, who is, you know, changing one thing to the to another. When you eat white rice, you know, that kind of natural process will be disturbed by your mouth, you know, because your mouth stop chewing it and stop cooking it and stop changing it to into something. Without changing it, your mouth will, you know, push the rice in your tummy. So there is some gap in our organic process of activity. This organic process is called, in one word, we call it emptiness, you know. It is, you know, we call it, our activity, is rice is, or brown rice, empty, because it will eventually die with our body. But it, you know, it changes. And while it is changing, it carried on. It carries on our life energy. And this may be called also emptiness. Why we call it emptiness is it has no, you know, form, no special form. It has some form, but that form is never permanent. And there's no end in in changing of its home. So, you know, there's no other word than to call emptiness, you know. We know we are empty. And we started to know now, this earth is empty. It is not permanent. We started feeling that way, you know, already. And then you may wonder, what is this universe? But this universe has no limit. If there is a limit to this earth, there should be something outside of it, you know. So, in one word, there is no other word, you know, emptiness, than emptiness. So, emptiness is ultimate, you know, reality. And emptiness, you know, it's not something which could be understood when you, you know, make a space trip, you know, emptiness could be understood when you are chewing rice, you know, and when you are perfectly involved in chewing brown rice. And your world is, you know, which brown rice. That is, you know, actual emptiness. But you may say that is not empty. We are doing something. When you say so, we say that is elusive. You think in that way because of your elusive tendency. We have that kind of illusion. That brown rice has no form in it, you know, right understanding, you know. And brown rice is always changing with us, it's right understanding. And here it's brown rice, and here it's I who is chewing it, it's elusive illusion. Which was caused by our elusive tendency of thinking. But we have to completely, but or because, I don't know which to say. we must be, you know, completely involved in, you know, chewing rice when we chew rice. When you are chewing, you know, rice, if you think of white rice, you know, which you ate at some restaurant, that is, wrong practice. Caused by illusion, elusive tendency of making everything substantial being. White rice doesn't exist, you know. What that which exists for you right now is brown rice, and you yourself. Nothing else exists. You may say, this pro exists. You know, this dozen room exists. But that is also actually illusion. So we have to get rid of this kind of elusive practice, or else we cannot practice right practice, and at the same time we should accept this elusive practice too. You know, we should accept it. Knowing that it's illusion, you know. To know that it's elusive practice. When you know that it's elusive practice, that is not elusive practice. That is true practice. For the right practice, it is elusive practice. But right practice exists because of your elusive practice. So our, you know, imperfect bhava-dhyana is very important. Very, very important. If you seek for, if you try to perfect practice, if you try to practice perfect zazen only, ignoring your elusive practice, that practice is not true practice, because even though you say pure right practice, but that is illusion for you, because that which you have is illusive. Brown rice, which doesn't taste so good. So even though even brown rice, if you think, if you chew it, so that we can get some delicious, you know, taste of it, that is for us also elusive practice. So when you put brown rice in your mouth, that you don't feel so good, it's, you know, there, you know, there it's right practice. When you feel pain in your leg, that is the practice you have now. That is the practice you should strive for. Without, you know, thinking about some, you know, wonderful feeling of practice. That is illusion. So if you caught by it, you know, you will lose your practice and you will hate your practice. So you lose, your practice will be completely lost. Even though you continue that kind of practice for 1,000 years, you will gain anything. But even though you do not practice zazen, if you chew brown rice, if you accept brown rice and started to chew, you know, over and over, and if you find true meaning of emptiness in each chew, then, you know, that is a real practice. That is real zazen. We say, accept things as it is. Or we say, eternal present, or emptiness, or Buddha nature. the words, the meaning of those words, it's quite simple. Understanding our life. Positive way and negative way, and appreciating our life moment after moment, and completely satisfied with the surrounding completely, and continue our life in this way, it's, you know, our practice and Buddhism. Buddhism is there when we have that kind of practice. Dorian then says, you know, we like something which is not true, and we don't like something which is true. I think that is very true. We don't like something which is true. Something which we like is mostly is not true, because mostly it is just idea created by yourself, you know, and which will create some difficulty for you, some trouble for you, and that is something by which you will be sacrificed. So forever we are, you know, we cannot escape from our suffering, and there is no chance for us to attain enlightenment. But if you like it, that is another matter. If you like it, it is okay. But you should know this is not true, you know. And if you know that is not true, you know, it means you accept, you have their reality. When you say that is not true, that is reality. Now when you say this is true and this is complete, you know, then that is not reality anymore. There's no such thing exists in this world. If you say this is permanent, that is also not true. Something which exists is bound to change or bound. Is bound to change or bound to vanish, you know. If there is something which does not, you know, which exists forever, that is not true being. That is something wrong with it or with you, you know. Maybe more. To make further, you know, effort to understand things, that is to deny, you know, like scientists. You know, you deny the truth you found out, you have now, and, you know, deeper understanding of the truth is through denial. In, you know, then training is famous for its, you know, for its strictness. We are raised up, you know, under the scolding voice and slap. But it does not mean you are not, you are, you know, useless. Or you should, you know, you shouldn't be here, you should go out. It means that, in other words, help you, you know, to find yourself more, to study yourself more. So we try to give you a chance to find yourself more, to study more. If you go out, you know, if you run away, that's all. You know, you are, you know, you know, also. You think if you go somewhere else, you know, you will find some good teacher. But, you know, as long as you have that kind of attitude, you know, choosing discrimination, you will not have a good teacher. It is you which is wrong, not teacher. If you met with good teacher, you know, because you cannot accept good teacher because of your discrimination, because of your lack of effort to be yourself. Actually, you are escaping from yourself. But that is not possible. If that is possible, you may find out some good teacher. But that is not possible. So the most important point is, you know, to deny yourself and to establish yourself in its true sense, without establishing yourself on your delusion. So we say, establish yourself on yourself, not on your delusion. And without delusion, we cannot live. We cannot practice. So delusion is necessary, but delusion is not something on which you can establish yourself. It is like step ladder, You can use it, but you shouldn't stay on step ladder. But without it, you cannot climb up. So, with this, confidence, you must study our way. So that is why I say, don't run away. Stick to me. But it doesn't mean, stick to me. It means stick yourself, not to delusion. Sometime I may be a delusion. You may, overestimate. He is a good teacher. That is already delusion, a kind of delusion. I'm, your friend. I'm just practicing with you as your friend who has many stepbrothers. So anyway, we shouldn't be disappointed with bad teacher, with bad student. Bad student and bad teacher, if bad teacher and bad student strive for truth, will establish something real. That is our zazen. We must continue to practice zazen and continue to chew brown rice. Eventually, we will accomplish something.
願わくはこの功徳をもって、あまねく一切に及ぼし。